Shirashirim Aleph Posuk Yud. Novu lechoyayach batorim. The cheeks are beautiful. Batorim is like, he says, rows of gems. We'll see what Rashi says. Shurois nizmei oizen mitzcheis zohov. Rows of earrings and golden things that you put on your forehead. Tzavorich b'charuzim, your neck with necklaces, pearl necklaces maybe, I don't know what it is, we'll see. Okay, so Rashi, novel lechech b'terim, shurois nizmei oizen u'mitzcha zohov. Okay, your cheeks are beautiful that they have all of this beautiful jewelry on them. Tzavorich b'charuzim, anokei zohov margolios, golden necklaces and I guess pearls, charuzim bifsilei zohov, that are strung on gold threads, shalbizas hayom. That was taken from that those gold threads, I guess, from the Bizas Hayam that they took from the Yamsuf, the Mitzrim's junk that came back. The Mitzrim's not junk. And gold threads that came up through the Yam that they took, the Biza on the Yam. Okay, so now what does this have to do with anything? I have no clue. Maybe the next Pasuk. In the meantime, let's see what it doesn't say. Sometimes you have to look ahead that he explains the Moshul and the Nimshul later on. I don't see it over here. So let's just think for a moment. What? I guess.
The Nimshul is in the Pasuk.
Where?
Got the stuff from the Bisayam.
Yeah, but what is that? So you look, why do you look so beautiful? What do you look beautiful? Sorry. Obviously, it's not talking then about the physical things that they got from the Yam. I guess it must be the spiritual growth. It says, Masherosa, Shivcha Layam, Lo Roye, Cheska, Binavuosoi. This is Zakedim and Vivus. So let's see the next passage. Terezov Naseloch. We will make gold, some bracelets, I guess, Im Nekudas HaKesef, that have all kinds of little dots of silver. Rashi, Terezov Naseloch. Nimlachnu aniu bes dini lifnei boi paroi. Oh, so he says now, I took counsel with me and my bezdin upstairs before paroi came. Okay, she'ashi eno v'achazek esli boi, that I would force him to strengthen his heart. Lirdov acharayich im kol shevach ginzei tzoroisov, with all of the best of his hidden treasures, kedei shenase loch teiri kishute hazov, that you should have gold. All kinds of kishutim. In other words, he forced Paroi to come to run after them. They were not going to run after them. Ashienu. That they forced them, they enticed them. Yeah, and he hardened their heart that he should come again to pursue them. With all of his oitzrus of jewelry and precious stones and things, that you should be able to have all this gold. I guess that's what it says in Chazal, that he gave them all this biza shaloi. What's the lashon there? Shaloi yoimar oisoi tzadik. That Avraham Avinu shouldn't taina that va'avodu ve'inu oismar b'meir shono, that you were makayim, and va'acharechen yetsa b'chush godol, that you weren't makayim. So that's what Chazal said. What? What's that? What?
Why didn't you do? Because that's what he said you would do.
Oh. That's the good kasha they ask on that. Very good, they ask that kasha. What? They ask that kasha. So why didn't he just say it? Because he said. It could be then, because maybe it was a havtocha. It could be that they didn't deserve it. But shleyum oisa tzadik, that there'd be a chilul Hashem. In other words, really, you could lose a havtocha. Oh, but this I kept it, this not. Like there's another element there of like inconsistency that, right? They lost after, but it's not nice. this one, the rishis you keep, the painting them you keep, all the tzoras you keep, and this not. So I guess that contrast itself creates a new level of entitlement or a new level of tefillah, which is, anyways, I guess this is why he's being mekayim. Let's see. So far, I don't see any im nekudas hakesef shoy biyodcho kvar, because this is together with what you took out from Mitzrayim. This was even greater, Bibisas Hayam than greater Bibisas Mitzrayim. And the kudos clay kesef minukodim umiyutzorim. They're silver objects that were had all kinds of little pieces, I guess, of diamonds, of stones, and they were decorated b'chabar burois v'gavonim, with all types of colors and all types of lines and stripes and I don't know what. Okay, so so Hashem now is saying how I fulfilled the promise of, look what I did for you. I guess this is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael. So what's the expression of love? So let's think about it for a moment. You were slaves, 210 years of bloody misery, rishis and avdus and avodas parech and who knows what not. And now finally, I'm taking you out. And the emes is, you didn't really deserve it. I gave you at the end a couple of mitzvahs, you know, dam hamila and dam korban pesach, you should have a pesachus. But in reality, you didn't deserve it. On the Yamsuf, the Malachim said, "Haloloim de'avei dezora, v'haloloim de'avei dezora." Why do you save these guys as opposed to those guys? They're both loim de'avei dezora. Before he took them, he had to say, "Mishchu kulachem tzoin." Chazal say, Rashi brings, "Mishchu yedeichem de'avei dezora kulachem tzoin." It seems from the Novi Cheskla, I was once medayik, that it wasn't the depths of avei dezora, but they were really getting into it. You know, it was enough to not. You know, it was in very inappropriate. And they reached the Memtes Sha'arei Tuma. And their mamish were going to be destroyed. And if they would have stayed longer physically, they probably would have destroyed them too. And he maims, he's Mechashev Es Hakeit, and he makes it, and he starts to count from Avram Avinu and whatever to get you out as quick as possible. And as I have today, Amara Mokum, there's a Sipunu, is Yoshevu Meshoimer Leil Shimurim Yoshevu Metzape, that it should happen. And finally it happens. Okay, good. So how much jewelry do I have to give you in the process? I was Mekayimer, and you went out with Bisas Mitzrayim. You went out with Bisas Mitzrayim. I was Yoitzev Achrechen, usually Bisas Mitzrayim, it's same as a Rechush Godel. Bisas Mitzrayim, they took everything, say, here. Whatever they saw during Makas Choshech and they were able to take, they took everything. So, no, I got to do Bisas Hayam too. G'dayla Bisa, I got to give you more. I got to be Mamshich Paroi. I have to entice Paroi that he should run after you, which is a ridiculous thing. Since when do you go to war? If I care, if you go to war, you leave your gold and silver home. You know, you don't want it to get lost in battle. So I entice Paro to go to war it sounds like to go to war too. So look what I did. I'm mechazik leif Paroi to run after you. I did that. And I tell Paro to do this ridiculous thing that he's taking all of his gold and silver and jewelry when he runs after the Klal Yisrael. Why? Just to be able to give you. You took us out of Mitzrayim. We suffered so much. You're finally taking us out. You gave us, you were Makayim the Havtocha to Avram Avinu because you gave us Bisas Mitzrayim. We went in Makas Cheshech, we saw everything, and when we went, we borrowed, it says, Klei Chesem, Klei Zov, Usmolos, and we're going out with everything. Kol Hoin Mitzrayim we have, yeah? So no, we have everything, but no, it has to come now. I guess this is more. This was the Oitzus of Paroi, sounds like, no? No, I don't know. Sounds like his own, his hidden treasures. It sounds like it's his own thing. But why? All because all because I love you. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like the same as the Shmuz that they say on Hayom Etem Yosim Mechodesh Oviv. So Rashi says it was the springtime. He says the birds were chirping and the sun was not too hot and not too cold and the sky was blue. We're finally getting out of slavery. Get us out of here. I care whether the birds are singing or not. It makes a difference what kind of bird concerts are going on. It makes a difference whether the sky is blue or pink or black or who knows. No.
Too good
at Hashem, everything. No, it's not too good at Hashem. Every Kodesh Baruch Hu, every Chesed, everything, despite the fact that it's unnecessary, despite the fact that I wouldn't miss it, despite the fact that it almost seems ridiculous. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael, to make sure that they're in the best of the matzavim. So listen what Klal Yisrael answers. Ad shemelech b'msiboy, nir dinos ha-reichoy. Until the king in his mesiboy, he was having his party, I don't know what, nir dinos ha-reichoy, and my thing that I hold, my spices in, gives out its beautiful fragrance. Ad shemelech b'msiboy, Rashi, Meshiva Knesset Yisrael v'meres. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us how much he loves us, to what extent he went just to make the Yetzias Mitzrayim even more pleasant and more beneficial, despite everything he had done already. So the Klal says, Kol ze emes, it's true. Toivo gimaltani, you bestowed great toivo on me. That's true. Vani gimalticho roa, and I did bad. Ki ba'oid hamelech al ha'shulcha mimsivas chuposei, nir dinos rechilu lahavish, ba'oid shashchina besinai, kil kalti be'egel. Look at that. Claudius, what? Huh? Claudius Royal now expresses their response. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're right. Look, you give us good and more good and more good and more good. And what's our response? He said, what did we do? He says, you did such teva, but I paid you back with evil. Because be'oid shehamelech al ha'shulchan b'mesibas chuposei. Right at the wedding. Yeah, Mamish at the wedding. We just finished, I guess, 40 days. They celebrated the such a chasana like my Har Sinai. You celebrate for 40 days, not for 7. Mamish at the wedding. We're just 40 days after the wedding. It's Mamish part of the celebration. I lahavish, this smell, this. I exchanged that beautiful fragrance, which was the moshel before, for this disgusting smell. Be'oid she'ashchina besinai kilkalti be'egel. And he says, oh, uloshin chiba kosov akosov, nosan reichoi. Because of Hivish or Hisriya, so Rashi's bothered by the question. It doesn't really mean Hivish over here. He says Nir Dinos and Reichoi, and Rashi says it means Hivish, but Reichoi is a pleasant aroma. So he says that's because Dibur Hakosuv Beloshen Akia. The Torah didn't want to speak in that foul Loshen, so it speaks a Loshen Akia, and then he quotes from Rashi Yoshon, which maybe we'll leave alone because I have to run. So what's the upshot of this whole thing? Very interesting. Very interesting that look at what happens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and he gives them, he removed them from the worst possible matzav, and he gives them the opportunity to call two of they took from Mitzrayim, the Bizas Mitzrayim. And he fulfilled his responsibility to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is not going to have any taina that the Shibud Meir Shona that you were Makayim and not the Achrei Chayim Berchush Godel. They went out Berchush Godel, no question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes him to the Yam and convinces Paro to run after them and convinces Paro to take all his special gold and silver, his whole treasury of precious things. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, and it wasn't enough that I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim. And it wasn't enough, let's add to that, that I took you out B'chodesh Aviv when the trip was so pleasant. And it wasn't enough that I took you out of the worst Shibud in the world. And it wasn't enough that I gave you the whole Bizas Mitzrayim. But more and more and more and more. And what I'll go to, I'll get Paro to come. And all this that happened, why? All to give Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael looks at that, and they recognize that, and they say, Emes, Teva Gemal Toni, yeah. But look what I did to you. While we're still celebrating our marriage, which is the Maimon Har Sinai, I go and I rebel and I go do an egel. And that's really the story of our existence. But it does seem that not only does Hashem bestow this love on Klal Yisrael, but Klal Yisrael still has that appreciation after they sin. When they think about, when they reflect on what Hashem does, that's what helps us to reflect on our own shortcomings, which I think is another lesson. I think Rashi even hints to this in the Hakdoma. I think we learned that in Hakdoma to Shir HaShirim, that they start to remember the Chesed and Mo'alum. Isn't that the Lashon? You don't have the Hakdoma there. No, we don't have it. No, those don't have it. No. It says they remember the Chesed and Mo'alum Hashem Mo'alum Boy. They remember the Chesed Hashem and Mo'alum. It seems that in order to be able to focus on our own shortcomings, in order to be able to focus on our own mistakes, in order for them to be able to focus at, look what we did right by the chuppah, 40 days later we're still celebrating the chasana. Oid b'hamelech b'shulchonoi, he's still sitting at the table there, celebrating the simcha, the Maimon Har Sinai. That was the chasana between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we go out and we do an egel. But it sounds like that the recognition of Hashem's Hatova is what spurs us to be able to recognize our shortcomings. So if a person finds himself in a matzav where, you know, I'm doing things I shouldn't be doing, and I'm, you know, I'm far from where I should be, but I don't know exactly how to get there. Like, you know, once you get into Kivin She'ova V'Shonaba Nasaloy Keheter, once you do something a few times, you know, it becomes like, that's just the way it is. You just give up. You throw in the towel. So the way to get there is to focus on the Chesed Hashem. When they focus, Emes, you did Teva to us, but we did this raw to you. In other words, that, it seems, is what brings it out. When we focus on the Teva, it sounds like, without focusing on the Teva, I don't want to look at myself. But when I focus on all the good Hashem does for me, I have to then reflect on the relationship. His positive input into the relationship is what motivates me to see how I didn't live up to that relationship. What's that? Okay, so I have two answers to that. Number one, it's only Wednesday morning. Okay, that means I'm not claiming this. This is not mukhrach stuff. You know what I mean? We have precedents for not mukhrach too. You know. Anyway, yeah. To me, that was such a beautiful thing. A guy gets up and says, I'm not sure this is mukhrach. That in itself is a madrega. But anyway, you have a kiss like this. So I don't know. But I would say misvara, I think that's not misvara is fakir. Because the more that you realize how bad it is, the more that you want to bury it. You know, I tell people all the time like this. If, the more that you realize how much you've sinned, the more you want to deny it.
What? The worse is true.
What?
The more Hashem's meitiv, then the worse it is that you're doing something against.
No, but the worse it is, the harder it is. I think just the opposite.
Oh, yeah, that's also true, but
that doesn't change the fact that when you're
doing something.
No, Mimelet, I don't think that's the way to. That's not what brings it out. When focus on Hashem's Hatova is not what it makes me realize how much worse I am, and therefore I'm going to try to do tshuva. No, I don't think so.
I would say that.
Oh, so what? What are you saying?
I think
fakir. I think that the more that I tell people like this, if a person has a physical ailment and you want to get him to a doctor, tell him how sick he is. If a person has a psychological ailment and you want to get him to a doctor, don't tell him how sick he is. Tell him how well he is. Because for psychological things, we don't want to admit more than physical. I'm sick, okay? Sick is not my fault. Psychologically, you mean I'm cuckoo? I'm nuts? I'm crazy? You mean I got something wrong with me? That I can't hear. So that's not the way he went. And I know this from years of experience. If you want to get a guy to go to, maybe I'm giving away my tricks now, but if you want to get a guy to go to a shrink, you got to play it down. He's not. So the more you tell him how sick he is, the more resistance there's going to be. He's never going to want to go. What?
Opposition.
Yeah, it becomes opposition because it's very. So the same thing. The more you tell a person, the more you make him realize how much he sinned, the harder it is. I think the chesed. I would say better anyway. And I have to go. But for the. Okay. What do you mean?
Better more to get us down.
That's right. So I would say like this. I think the pshat over here is like this, that when we focus on the extent of Hashem's chesed, we focus on the relationship. Relationship is what makes me look. In other words, relationship is less painful than evil. I'm not evil. I'm not focusing on my evil. I'm focusing on the breach of relationship, and the breach of relationship it doesn't make me into such a villain. It just makes me want to correct the relationship. So I think that's the idea. When I see to the extent that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, He did so much, and we had the Bezus Mitzrayim, He has to also give us gold and silver and necklaces and jewelry and this and that from the Bezus Hayam. Why? Just because I love you, I want you to have more and more and more and more and more. When we look at that, then we begin to say, oh, Daka, look what I did for that. Right on, and that's what's the whole mashmos, right at the wedding. I remember there was a terrible tragedy once. Somebody was a guy, a choshev, a ben Torah, and he got married, but he was a little bit naive. He was a very innocent person. And by the wedding, he sees his wife, she's outside with her friend smoking. He never knew it. She was like a tramp. And he mamishkat, he didn't realize it, and whatever. Anyway, but then mamish, take it easy. Wait till tomorrow. Wait till I go to work. Wait till something happens, And that's the way the Klal Yisrael is. Look what we breach the relationship, and the relationship here, our boy said, this is very important. The relationship can bring out the best in us. Focusing on how much, to what extent Hashem loves us, that brings out the best. I got